This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom and it's Anthony today. And the scripture that's in my heart and in my mind to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Not some things, all things, even sin, works together for the good. I'll tell you how. A person who had been living in sin when Jesus came, his life or her life was transformed. And they look back and see in their sin they were accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ. Even sin works together for the good to those who love God. Do you love him today? Like, do you love him today? That's a very important question. I'm not talking about some God up in the sky. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who sent his Holy Spirit into the hearts of believers. Do you love him today? And if you love him today, everything's going to come out all right. No matter what it is, or no matter what they are presenting you with, it's all going to turn all right. I'm not saying you won't have pain, but I'm telling you, it's going to turn out in the name of Jesus. That's what the scripture tells us. Just remember, the worst thing that ever happened in the world was the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. True God and true man, crucified on a tree. All things work together for the good. His cross is our salvation. Without the cross, we would not have salvation. His blood is our redemption, our forgiveness. Oh, yes, the cross, which was the worst thing that could ever happen to somebody, turns out to be, for us, good news. He died for you. He rose for you. He's got purpose for you.
That's because Jesus, he turns all curses into blessings. The cross was a curse, but he converted it into the greatest blessing in the world. Whatever area you're struggling the most with, you have the most spiritual warfare in, that is a direct indication that that is the area in your life that Jesus wants to give you victory over and use you super abundantly in. Wherever you're having the most trouble, you invite Jesus into that weakness, and I promise that is going to be the area of your ministry. Because when the fire of God fills you, it burns out all that hardship, all that root of sin, and it conforms it into ownership of Jesus Christ. So Lord, today we pray that the fire of God, we release the fire of the Holy Spirit to every person watching. Father, we thank you for the ministry of angels that is being released. We thank you for the love of the Holy Spirit, that you begin to come and overshadow your people, that every sickness you begin to heal, every lie you begin to bring truth in, every stronghold you begin to come tumbling down as the presence of God begins to overshadow you today. Mo sana mare sana maso re sana mariante roso cove ramasianto rabase re sana maso. Lord, wrap them in the fire of your love today, Lord. Convert every sin into peace, Lord. Convert every sin into righteousness, Lord. Right now, for the game is rigged. All things work together for the good. The moment you trusted in Jesus and gave him your life, you went from death to life. You went from death to life, and the game became rigged. As you trust in Jesus, as you steward what he gives you well, as you love on him in every moment, he will bring victory. Whatever Jesus has ownership of in your life, he brings victory to. Whatever the Holy Spirit touches, there is life and there is abundance. sins. But you need to surrender to let God in to every area of your heart, every area of your life, every area of your family, every area of your finances. You know, there's so many doors within us. And we say, Jesus, we want to give you our life, but except for this. Except don't send me here. Except don't tell me to do this. Except don't. And see, that is all fear in our heart. But as soon as we lay ourselves on the cross as a living sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, today I give you my life. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how it feels. When you tell me to go, I will go. What you tell me to do, I will do. What you tell me to sacrifice, I will sacrifice. Then the Holy Spirit begins to reign in you, and you become a powerhouse for the Lord Jesus Christ. For his plans for you are super abundant. You are a supernatural person living in a natural reality, and Jesus wants to use you. Jesus wants to put his power in you. Jesus wants to fill you in with his love. But you got to surrender everything to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus owns everything in this world except your will. He has given us a human will that he does not invade, and we have the choice to give everything to Jesus or to just give a little bit of him, ourselves to him.
Oh, yes, my will, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not my will, not my will. I tell you, one of the things that we have to do quite often is to die to our plans and to die to ourselves and allow Jesus to send his Holy Spirit so that we live in the power of God. Is it difficult? Oh, yes. Sometimes it's very difficult. But I'm telling you, every time I chose to die in Jesus Christ, new life sprung up. That happens. Was it hard to die? Oh, yes. I had to die, and it was so difficult. I didn't feel it. But I said it with my mouth, Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I give you this. I am yours. Take it. I belong to you. Did I feel anything? Nope. But I knew there was a transaction that happened in heaven. He took it, and he makes it come to be a blessing for me. You see, the great curse in the time of Jesus was the cross. The Bible says, cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. Cursed. And Paul says, he, the Lord Jesus Christ, became a curse so that you would become the very righteousness of God. Me too. Jesus became a curse, dying on a tree, that you and I might become the righteousness of God. Imagine, we are called children of God. That means the DNA of God dwells within you and in me. You are a child of God. Know who you are today. A child of the one who is and was and is to come. A child of the King. You are a prince or a princess. You are to live victoriously, one day at a time, in the power of his cross, burial, and resurrection. That's for you. Not tomorrow, but today. I'm not telling that you're gonna feel it. No, I'm not telling you that at all. I'm telling you that when we give Jesus everything, a transaction takes place in heaven, and things begin to work out. When we don't give Jesus everything, things don't work out. They come against us like a battle in our heads, in our minds, in our lives. Give it up today. Give it up to him who said, I am the resurrection and the life. Give it up to him today. Don't hold it to yourself any longer. Allow him to transform it. He transformed the cross by the power of his death and resurrection. Resurrection came through his death. That was the worst thing that could have happened. The Bible says cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. He became a curse so that you and I would become the righteousness of God.
He transformed the cross. Jesus transformed me. He transformed Father Tom. His transformative power wants to touch you today. He transformed me 7 years ago. He's transforming me today. And he's going to transform me tomorrow because I surrender and I live submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. See, a transformative life isn't always feeling good. It's living only to glorify Jesus and to do the Father's will. Jesus came to this earth only to do the Father's will. We share, many days I share in his sufferings. Other days I share in his glories. Many days I'm in intense spiritual battles. But on those days, those are the days in which I grow. Those are the days which my soul is being stretched. So I'm a greater container to contain more of God. The life of the Lord Jesus Christ is loving Jesus in the sufferings, in the glory, in all moments, but being laser focused on the Father's will. What is the Lord calling you to do? First is to have a prayer life. We cannot know the Father's will. We cannot be connected to heaven until we have a prayer life. Prayer is your connection to the divine. And once we begin to pray, and then we begin to sacrifice. See, in the spiritual realm, when you come, we are known for the sacrifices which we make to Jesus Christ. It is a sacrifice to do the Father's will. It is a sacrifice that my desires die and God's desires live. The Father's will may call you to sacrifice food and do a fast. See, food can't save you. Only Jesus can save you. He might sacrifice you to give. But you know what? Every time we deny ourselves on this earth, we are receiving an eternal pleasure in heaven. The more times we deny ourselves on this earth, the greater our treasure will be in the next life. We don't want to live upon this earth to build mansions on this earth where moth and rust will destroy and thieves will steal. We want to live to build mansions and treasures in heaven where our heart is, where our treasure is, our heart will be also. We want to live with our death in mind, knowing one day we will be before the Father. And all that will matter is how well did I love Jesus? How much did I do for the kingdom? What did I do? How did I deny myself? Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, first thing, you must deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. That's because we need to die to ourselves so we can live for Jesus Christ. But then Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, wants to begin to reign in you. The Father wants to fill you with his power. Jesus wants to fill you with his wisdom. The Holy Spirit wants to fill you with his love today. So you are a conduit of the Spirit of God so that you live in divine communication for Jesus Christ. So you are a weapon for the kingdom, but you are a weapon. And what is your ammo? Releasing the love of God, releasing the power of God, because the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but it's a matter of power. And we need Christians who will display the power of God by doing the will of God. I have a testimony. Yesterday I was driving home from work at about midnight, and when I was a child, my favorite candy bar was called a whatchamacallit. And you know, in the last 20 years, I maybe had it once or twice, but I began to crave it. I began to crave it just out of nowhere. And this is how the Lord works. He works through our desires. While I was driving home, I said, you know, Lord, I just did a 2-day fast. Like, I'm going to get it, because it was really in my heart. And I pulled into a 7-Eleven at about midnight, and I went and I got it. It said $3 on the thing. But when I went to the register, it suddenly became almost $4. So it's not about the money, but I told the attendant. He was a nice Hindu man. I said, look, it just says $3 right there, but it was $4. It wasn't him. It was just, you know, the 7-Eleven trying to upcharge and manipulate. So I don't want to sow my seed into dirty soil, cast my pearls to swine. So I just told the man, thank you, but I'm okay. And I was going to just go to a different store that had a more honest business policy. As soon as I sat in the car, the Lord said, I didn't send you there for the whatchamacallit. I sent you there for the man behind the counter. Go back in, pay the money, and tell him about the love of Jesus. So I walked in, I got the candy, I looked him right in the eye, I said, God sent me here for you. Because God, the only way to God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he died for you, and I gave him the gospel. I told him about the love of God, and I asked God to release the power into him. And he received that word. He was ready. And he was filled with such love. And I walked out and I ate my candy bar. And it was wonderful. But you see, this is how God works. He works through our desires. He wants to be so intimate with us that he wants to direct our steps. And he wants to lead us into bringing people into the kingdom. Now, for some reason, I have a ministry with convenience store workers who are Hindu. It just always works out that way. But you know what I have to say about the Hindu people? They always love it when they hear about the love of Jesus Christ.
Do you know that you love today? You haven't been to church in 38 years. That's okay. But you love today anyway? That he, the Lord Jesus, went to the cross for you and wants you to experience the forgiveness of your sins? That's what he wants. I know you're not worthy. Neither am I.
Neither am I.
Nobody's worthy. Only the Lamb that was slain. His name is Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive wisdom and power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Not me. I'm not worthy. But I'm needy. Are you needy today? Needy to receive from the Lamb of God, his love, his protection, his Holy Spirit? Are you needy enough today? Not are you the head of everything, you know, are you needy enough? I am needy enough every day to accept the salvation that our Lord Jesus won for me on the cross and resurrection. I can tell you one thing. I'm needy, but I can proclaim the reality that if you're needy, you can come and receive everything from God through Christ Jesus. And I can say that with authority because I do it. I experience it in my neediness. Jesus is enough and more. Oh, yes, God doesn't call people that have it all together. God calls people who want to be and who are faithful. That's who he calls. I'm going to tell you, my desire has been to be on the radio in New York City. It's not God's will. It's not God's will. So I've got to break my desire on the will of God. It's not God's will. So what do I do? I speak what God has me to speak, even though I personally want to go to New York City. No, God says, that's not for you. Not now. You belong to Boston. Imagine, Boston. He told me that one day in the airplane. I had gone someplace where there was a great meeting of Jesus Christ. On the way home, I was praying and I said, Jesus, you sent me there. And nothing happened to me. And he spoke to me. He said, your life is in Boston, not there. I said, okay. I didn't say it with great joy. I said, okay. My life is in Boston, not in the place where there was a great meeting where Jesus was exalted. I tell you, that's God's will. Boston for me. And what's God's will for you? I'm going to tell you. To love your husband. To love your children. To be for them all that they need in Christ Jesus. That's God's will. Nothing great. Only the will of God. The simple things. Your children are the children of the next generation. If they are loved with the love that you have, they're going to be brought up in love, and they're going to be able to give love. Love your children. Love your husband. Love your wife. It's so simple. Don't think about what happens outside the house. Love those who are in the house with you. Not those in India, not those in Italy, but the ones that are in the house with you. If you cannot love them, you cannot go to Italy or India or New York City. God calls us to love those that we live with, and to love them in every way.
And to be grateful for where God has you and what God has given to you. To be ungrateful for the blessings that God has you and where he has you in the spirit is like a slap in the face to God. Because if you can't see the goodness that God has put in your life, but you see all the things you desire, God knows you're spiritually immature and you're not ready for more. Wherever you are, and you begin to thank God for having you in this place, and you begin to steward the little that God has given you well, then God cannot do anything other than to multiply what he has given to you. God is a God of multiplication. And when we attend by the principles of the spiritual realm, we get God-like results. You know, as we draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, all the earthly pleasures fade away. And that's what God wants. He doesn't want us to be attached to worldly things. God doesn't want me to desire my pleasure from things of this earth, but only from him. Like candy bars, they're good. Candy's good. Like God has given it to us so that we can enjoy it once in a while, within reason. But God wants us to steward our bodies well, put good food in our bodies, because God wants us to be sharp for him. Every once in a while, he wants us to deny our flesh, to fast, so our spiritual sensitivity is increased. God wants us to pray and be in the Word of God, not for God, but for us, because God wants us to be children of God, led by the Spirit of God, that God wants to have you on a string, that he can move you. Like when I was driving home, I just started getting images in my mind of this, watching the candy bar, you know, but I have a sensitivity to know this isn't really from me or from my flesh. It's from God, and God is leading me here, because a man may direct his way, but the Lord directs his steps. You don't need to plan your future. You just need to live in intimacy with Jesus Christ. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I promise it's true, because it has happened in my life. It's manifested in Father Tom's life. I had a super conversion, and from that moment, nothing else mattered besides the kingdom of God. It didn't matter what I ate. I didn't eat for most of the first 2 years. Food just lost it because God wanted me to fast. Now the will of God is for me to work and to not fast. I miss it. But if I call out of work to fast, that's not holy. That's not the will of God. All I need to do is wake up and do what God is calling me to do that day. There is no effort. There is no striving in the kingdom. There is just union with God. And it's hard sometimes to do what God is calling us to do, because our flesh, the world, and the devil is battling against us doing the will of God. But if you overcome those and you do what God is calling you to do, you'll enter into a supernatural life. God will communicate with you all throughout the whole day. And you will just know his will. You don't need to hear the audible voice of God. He'll speak to you through thoughts, desires. But we need to have a sensitivity to the Lord Jesus. And how do we do it? We begin to die to the flesh so that we can live to the Spirit. The flesh avails nothing, but the Spirit gives life. So as we die to the flesh and the Spirit man within us rises up, we begin to live this divine life and we release the life of Christ to everyone we come across. Pray for the gift of praying in the Holy Spirit today. Moro sana mare sana maso. Re sana matinko rosa vase. Re sana matanto rosa macampo. Re sana mase. Jesus said, the same glory the Father has given to me, I give to you. The same glory that Jesus walked in, he has given to you so we can be one as believers. Jesus, you are the baptizer. We pray today that you release the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire to everyone who comes across, Lord. Let them enter into the supernatural dimension to them. Let them die to their flesh so they can live for the Spirit of God.
You are God's children today. What you shall be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when it is revealed, we shall see him face to face, and that will be enough. Imagine seeing the Lord God face to face. That's the call on your life. That's the call on my life.
And what did St. Paul say? He said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. But that's for you.
Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.